Welcome back to the Big Sports Breakfast, 8:21. Great to chat to Michael Clark. We just had on the phone. Of course, he'll be joining the Big Sports Breakfast team. A lot of press yesterday. The press release went out. The full show will be, a lineup will be announced at the lunch, and there'll be a big party. Mm. But great to have Clarkie on board. And even you said, Loz, you know, for you read and hear a lot about Michael. You don't really know the person. You only read, you know.
Yeah.
And you met him yesterday, and
I've met Michael a couple of times, yep. But it's only been very briefly. It's only been to say, g'day, how are you going, and then you move on. So yesterday we caught up, and I saw a different side of him. Not that I've ever known him, but what yep. you read about him and you hear about him, and he's always been, a guy that keeps to himself. But knowing him after speaking to him yesterday, there's another side that people will fall in love with Michael Clark. He has got some wonderful stories. He's a funny bugger, got some great cricketing yarns. He loves his sport, and he'll be a great asset for this program. And I think that people will be surprised with what he has to say. And sitting there yesterday, we were talking about the show and where we're at and what we want to do, and he'll be a sensation. He will be someone that you'll be talking about going, wow, I didn't know that about Michael Clark. What about this? What about that? And his knowledge of sport is very good. And he's a guy that is very well respected. He's an Australian, former Australian captain. But he wants to make it a success. And the thing about Michael is every time he puts his mind to something, he has a real red-hot crack and he makes it a success. So I'm really looking forward to working with him. As we all are, and I think that the show will be strong going forward.
The biggest thing for mine is never judge a book by its cover, and I think that's the big thing with Michael. As I said, yeah, you read, you hear, but you're a very good judge of character, Loz. I consider you one of my really good mate, and if you're giving a big tick, well, mate, I can't wait.
Mate, it was fascinating there yesterday. I laughed, and he's obviously going through some tough times at the moment, Michael, but got to know him a little bit over 4 or 5 hours. I'm really excited about what he's got to offer the program, and he's insightful. As I said before, he's very knowledgeable, and he's got a great sense of humour, and I think that'll come out when he's on this program.
We'll have to G him up.
Oh, we'll be G'ing him up.
Have to just make
sure
he's G'd up. Now, speaking of G'ing up, one of the greats of our game, he's passionate and up and about Australian football, is Robbie Slater. Good morning, Robbie.
Yeah, good morning, boys. I'd just like to add something to that little discussion you were just having.
Yep.
You said, well, if Laurie gives him the tick, then it's all good by you. It's all fine. But Laurie's the nicest bloke in the world. Laurie gives everyone the tick.
Oh, no, he doesn't. He blew up this one guy at 7-Eleven who made his coffee wrong. Remember that?
No, I don't mean that in a disrespectful way, because Laurie is genuinely the best bloke in the world.
Oh, thank you, Robbie. Thank you, Robbie.
Yeah,
well, I don't know where to go from here.
Yeah,
it's all of it. Can we end this interview now?
Oh, it's Valentine's Day. It's all lovey-dovey.
Valentine's Day, exactly. Well, I think Clarkie's a great move for the show. Look, I think it's one of those where it's a bit like, I haven't heard one negative thing about it. And it's one of those where I reckon you go, okay, wow. It's like one of those, it's not like you say good, bad, or indifferent. You just go, that's just like right out there.
I think people are looking forward to seeing what Michael can do and what he will say and what paths he goes down. So I think you're right, Rob. I think most people are sort of intrigued and wondering how he'll go and handle it. But after spending time with him yesterday, he'll be a massive success.
Oh, of course, mate. Look, the guy has drive. You don't do what you've done in a career in any sport. And what he's done is particularly, in the highest echelon of what you can achieve. You can't do that if you're not a successful person. And I'm sure that anything he puts his hand at, he's going to be a success at.
I tell you what, wait till he gets some of my mail. We'll see how his resilience is.
Wait till
we
bring him to the dribblers, Rob.
Well, mate, listen, that's the big test for me, Laurie. You passed that test. Obviously, there's the Robbie Slater lounge there. Clark is going to have to pass the dribblers test.
I like it. Now, what about last night at Bankwest, mate? It looked like it was going to be a very tough route to the Olympics. We possibly look like we're going to be going via South Korea, but Vietnam now after that one-all draw in the death.
Yeah, look, just shows you that it's tough. You know, it's tough. But the first two games were pretty much a stroll in the park. Last night wasn't the greatest performance, but they got the result they needed. And at this stage and where they are, it's all about qualification. Van Egmond got another goal. He's had a terrific tournament in qualifying, in this first stage of qualifying. And on they go to play Vietnam, who they drew with in the last Asian Cup in the semi-final, needed penalties to beat. So, you know, it's a tough road, and it's proving that is the case.
Must-win game for the Wanderers if they want to play finals footy this year, mate.
Yeah, 100%. You know, two teams here that are going to play that have new coaches. And two coaches, dare I say, to have a perfect record at the moment, because the Wanderers game was cancelled against Sydney, of course, and John Paul Di Marini won his first game against the Central Coast Mariners. So he's one from one. And Newcastle Jets coach, they're still bottom of the ladder in spite of beating the Mariners last week. And scoring four goals. Goals have been their problem all season in Newcastle. They've signed Roy O'Donovan, who is a goal scorer. That's going to certainly make them better. Look, it's going to be a very tight game. I'd go for the Wanderers purely on the home ground advantage here. So it'll definitely be a battle.
All right. What about we've got West United and Brisbane Roar, which you mentioned. What is your best if we're going to take a multi?
On the A-League this weekend?
Yeah.
Mate, there's only four games. Okay. Of course. And my thing this weekend for the tips in the Hyundai A-League are all home wins.
Okay.
So all the home wins, all the home teams to win their games. So there you go. That's a multi.
That's a pretty healthy multi. So that is Adelaide to win, Wellington to win, Western Sydney and Western United. That's $21. Per $1 for that four-legged multi, because where you get the good odds, mate, is that Wellington-Melbourne City match where you're getting 260 for Phoenix. So you might have to have Robbie.
Yeah, because Melbourne City obviously coming second in the table. Wellington are looking to narrow that gap. They're still eyeing second spot. And I tell you, in Wellington, they are a tough nut to crack. So, you know, that's why I would go for Wellington, the home side.
And what about in the EPL, mate? What game should we be looking out for?
Well, look, for me, the big game is the last game of the weekend. Well, it's not the weekend. It's actually going to be played midweek, but it's Tuesday morning, sorry. So Monday night our time, Chelsea versus Manchester United is a standout. Of course, you've got Norwich playing Liverpool, and all eyes, of course, now on Liverpool as they chase down what is 99.99% their title. They play Norwich away. We're going to see if they can continue that winning streak. That 25 games played, 24 wins for Liverpool. Can they get out of the season now? I think the thing is now, can they do what Arsenal did all those years ago, over a decade now, when they were the Invincibles? So all eyes on that game. And, you know, one of the interesting games of the weekend, I think, is Wolves against Leicester City. That is a Midlands derby. Leicester City obviously having a fine season, and up until quite recently looked like they were going to challenge for the title, looked the most likely one. Dropped off a little bit, but still Wolves are a very good side. That's a big game. And, you know, obviously if you're looking to the bottom of the table, you got Southampton playing Burnley. You got Aston Villa with a tough one at home to Spurs. And, you know, the relegation battle, I think, guys, is going to be, and it certainly is in England, but in a over here for EPL fans, that becomes, when it's a one-horse race like it is for the EPL title, the relegation battle becomes the main focus.
Robbie, enjoy your weekend with the A-League, mate. We'll see you on Fox Sports, and have a great Friday.
See you later, guys.